Sometimes you hear the Dharma explained as if there were only one duty in right effort, which would be to let go. Actually, there are four. Something unskillful hasn't arisen yet, you do what you can to make sure that it doesn't arise. Things that have arisen that are bad, okay, then you let them go. As for skillful things, if they haven't arisen yet, you do your best to make them arise, and once they're there, you try to develop them as far as they can go. So four different duties. The one that tends to get overlooked the most is the one about preventing unskillful habits or unskillful mental states from arising. We spend so much time in the meditation focusing on the present moment that we forget that a legitimate use of the meditation is to anticipate problems before they happen. You see this especially with the precepts. If there's a precept you find yourself breaking continually, you have to ask yourself, how can I deal with those situations in a way that doesn't break the precepts? Go ahead and run some scenarios through your head so you're not surprised every time the situation comes up and you find yourself saying or doing something you shouldn't be. In this way, the precepts are like a fence. You have to run into them and you realize, okay, if you don't have the fence there, you could run around and not realize that you're running off the edge of the territory. But once the fence is up, it alerts you, I'm going someplace where I shouldn't be going. It makes you more sensitive to what you're doing. This is the kind of wisdom that comes through training. Because a lot of the training is in making ourselves do things that we don't want to do, but we realize will give good results in the long term. Or preventing ourselves from doing things that we'd like to do, but we know will give bad results in the long term. That's where we're being trained. That's where we have to train ourselves. And as you learn about the mind in this way, by directing it in a new direction, you begin to see its old reasons for doing unskillful things. Because they'll come up. The mind's going to complain. You make it do something it doesn't want to do. No matter how much you tell it, it's going to be good for it. It'll still say, well, but I want to. And well, you have to ask why. And you learn a lot about the mind this way. Things that were hidden before suddenly come out into the open. And you see that your desire to please people, your desire whatever, has to express itself. And then you've learned about it. This is how training gives rise to wisdom. So if you find yourself stepping into areas where you're breaking the precepts, take some time in your meditation to think of other ways to speak, other ways to act in those situations, so you're not breaking the precepts. That's why the precepts are not just rules that you obey and hope that you'll be rewarded at the end. They're tools for getting to know your own mind, where its hidden defilements are, because you force them up into the open.